Hey, and welcome back to Brooklyn Boatworks Student Boatcast. This episode, Shifa interviews Odysseus, who is a student I had the pleasure of being in person with at MS88 last year. So we have lofted side by side, used the Japanese pull saw, and had a great time. Can't wait to be in person with everyone again, happening soon. At least my fingers are crossed that it will be. This episode, we span a lot of material. We got imaginary systems. We're talking about politics. We're talking about bullying. We're talking about Odysseus and his life and sailing. And to me, it's all fascinating. I had a lovely time editing it, and I hope that you have just as lovely a time listening.
I'm Odysseus Kambanis. I am a student and I did boat works in sixth grade before COVID and a little after COVID as well. I'd call myself like an artist of imaginary systems, if that makes sense. I like to create things like governments. I have a micronation of which I'm the prime minister. When I make that system, I'm free of like the constraints of like what people want. I can basically have it however I want. So it like helps me see like what systems work best for what kind of people. And when I write the laws for this micronation, I'm not expecting them to actually be enforced. I'm just thinking about how they would be enforced and how they would play out in real life. And in fifth grade, I created this thing called the Municipality of Eleftheria. Eleftheria means freedom and liberty in Greek. That was a direct democracy with like all me and my friends. Like every once a week at lunch or twice a week, we would meet at a certain table and we'd like create laws. And like the same, since it was a direct democracy, it was like the same people who write the laws and vote on them also are the jury and the defendants in the court and enforce the laws and stuff. So we had a lot of fun, except then it started falling apart. And in the end, Eleftheria turned out to be really bad because lots of people started like not taking it seriously and not caring about it. And like, I don't know what their intentions were, but it sure seemed like they were purposefully trying to like ruin it and crash it and like, you know, crash and burn it. So yeah, legally in Eleftheria's terms, that still exists, but I don't like use it as my designated micronation anymore. I went to one very big protest and one very small protest over the summer. I went to the big climate march in 2019. I went canvassing right before Election Day in Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's like the most political stuff I've done. Talk about politics with my friends and sometimes with my teachers if they're like up for it. In advisory, I was the only one who would come to the class and me and the teacher would discuss politics. That was pretty fun. So I just love discussing my views because like obviously they're not fully formed yet because I'm just a kid, but it's fun to like talk about them. I have connections to sailing and boats on both sides of my family. On my mom's side, who have lived in America for a very long time, a lot of them live like on or near the coast. My aunt and uncle, or great aunt and great uncle or whatever, they have a sailboat and my grand uncle at least sails a lot. On my dad's side, my grandparents on my dad's side emigrated from Greece. And they grew up in an island called Paros, which I still visit every year. It was like a port island city kind of place. I wouldn't call it a city. It only has like 1,000 people. But in Paros, it's the harbor that opens out to the ocean. So it's like there's one part of it that's very sheltered. But then once you get out past this certain like rocky outcropping kind of place, it's like really fun since there's like a bunch of really small waves. So your ship goes up and down. And I think a lot of people would find that nauseating, but I find it just very fun. I think my life has kind of been like a journey through lots of different things with like hardships and stuff. But that is true. It's true for a lot of people, but it's fitting given my name. And also like I not only do I like sailing, I just like the water and the sea in general. I'd say I'm quite a good swimmer. I think my parents wanted to give me like a nice Greek name. And so I think it was between Odysseus and Orestes. So in the end, they didn't go with Orestes because Orestes, he killed his mother. So that's not a good one. They jokingly tell me the story about how my dad proposed as a joke that that they should name me Oedipus. But my name is also fitting because my sister is Athena, and in the myth of Odysseus, Athena was the protector and guide of Odysseus and his family.
Do you feel like she plays that role for you?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. But she's a good sister.
Just like your namesake, it sounds like you've traveled a lot. Any travels that stand out in particular?
The reason I got to travel so much isn't actually such a great reason, I'd say. So in Lebanon is a very small country. That's from where I did most of my traveling. And so it's surrounded on all sides by countries that either don't like it or are in a big war, which amounts to two countries. So basically, if we want to go on a vacation, we could drive like 2 hours to the Shouf Mountains, or we could like fly 2 hours to like Cairo or Istanbul or Greece or like Paris. So we went to lots of those places. But I think it was really amazing that I got to have that experience. One of the places we went to a lot is Istanbul. I mean, I don't really have a huge amount of like symbolic emotional connections there, but I just really love the city and its scenery and its skyline. So I moved to Lebanon when I just turned four. And I had grown up until that time entirely in America. I'd gone on a few trips, of course, but I hadn't gone anywhere for a long time. It seemed like it was going to be like the whole 5 years where my mom was going to be the bureau chief of the New York Times were going to be so depressing. And I was really sad at first because I was leaving behind lots of good friends in New York. On my first day of school, there were like tons of annoying bullies who were really mean to me. But I found like a few good friends who were willing to help me and be friends with me. And those friends helped me get through the whole 5 years, and it was worth it. Then again, I had the same problem. I was really, really sad when I had to leave and go back to New York because of, I was leaving behind so many great friends. But now that I got my computer a year ago, I've been able to contact them and talk to them a lot more. From what I have heard now that I moved back is that a lot of people think of Lebanon as like a really bad, like war-torn place, but it's really not. It's really a great place and a great place to live. Almost certainly I want to move around when I am young or even when I'm a grown-up. I don't know if I'd move back to Lebanon now that they've had the bad economic crash this year and some other stuff. What I currently want to do, which is oddly specific and will probably not happen exactly as I want it to, is I want to learn French and I want to move to Paris and I want to be a European Union politician. I'm very passionate about the European Union, and I think that it's a really good idea, and I wholly support it, except I think that its leadership is a little corrupt and has gone somewhat in the wrong direction. And I think that the European Union should have like a much more democratic government. And I'm also a believer in European federalism, which is that the European Union should become its own federal state. That is one of the things I would do political activism for if I lived in Paris and I was a grown up. I used to have like a much more detailed plan for my life, but I think it's not great to have like a super specific plan for your life at any age, especially not when you're a child, because then when your life almost certainly doesn't turn out exactly like that, you'll be disappointed.
The one commonality with all of your plans is that you're always going to be very politically active. So what drives that side of you?
I think our world is flawed and I want to change things. And I think I would do a good job at that. Being a politician would give me like recognition and recognition of my views. And my views are like very anti-establishment. And because of lots of people's populist beliefs in anti-establishment politics, that could also really help me and have me shown as like a good person to help change things.
So you want to be a person of the people?
Yes.
We're talking a lot about the future in terms of your goals, but what are you looking forward to this year?
I'm looking forward to applying to high school. Obviously, it'll be stressful, but it'll be rewarding in the end. I'm looking forward to meeting new people when and if the schools reopen fully and like I can actually fully interact with people. There are like 7 people in my class who I know, but I don't really know them because, you know, I just know who they are. And I think that's true for a lot of people. And I want to be able to see more people in person again. Well, I remember I was always super afraid to capsize my ship. I would always try and avoid it because I didn't really understand what would happen. So the first time I did it, I was like so scared. And then it was like, it was really fun to put the ship back up and to bail out the water because I was like, I finally had this sense of achievement that I had done that thing that was really important, even though I didn't really want to do it.
Have you had any other experiences where you really didn't want to do it or it was scary until you did it?
Definitely, like tons of times. Like when I went to my first day of school in Beirut, when I went to my first day of school in New York after I moved back, when I took my standardized tests in 5th grade, those were all kind of the same feeling. My first day of school back in New York was much better than my first day of school when I moved to Beirut because everyone was like interested in me since I was like literally the only new kid in the class. Whereas in Beirut, I was also the only new kid in the class, but also everyone instantly started bullying me. I never actually learned why those people bullied me. One of them said it was because I was American, but the rest gave no reason.
That sounds really tough. I can see why you really care about creating a more fair and egalitarian society.
Yeah, I think that a better society would have really, really helped me. Bullying in schools, I found that a lot of teachers don't usually do lots of things about bullying. Some of them, there's some really, really good teachers who will really help you. But a lot of the teachers, the vast majority of teachers who I've told when people were bullying me, tried to do something and then nothing really happened and came out of it.
If you were an adult in that situation, how would you step in? How would you like someone else to have stepped in?
I would have liked someone to just do the same things they always ended up doing to me, like put them on the bench, send them to the office, or just like make them sit out of the class while like some teacher gives them a stern talk about how you shouldn't bully. Because those didn't really do anything to me since I didn't do anything wrong. But I think that could have worked on those bullies if they had done that. Obviously, when I intimidated them, I got like really mad and lost my temper. That just gave them more fuel to like bully me. But like if a teacher like talked sternly to them even once.
I completely agree. I understand. I'm so sorry that you went through that, Odysseus.
It was really hard for me, but I got through it in the end.
If you could go back now, what would you tell your younger self who was facing that?
I'd tell them to make sure that they don't lose their temper and to just leave whenever someone remotely even started to bully them. I would never do that. I would never just leave when I started feeling mad and stay. And that was what caused me to get super, super mad at some of those bullies.
I'm so thankful that you're not going through that anymore. But in our school system and around the world, people are still facing bullying. Anything that you'd like to say to someone who might be facing it right now?
I would say that you shouldn't entirely listen to the teacher's anti-bullying strategies, but you shouldn't entirely not listen to them either. Because they always say, like, be kind to whoever is bullying you and, like, don't glorify their bullying by bullying them back. And so, like, parts of those strategies are true, but, like, there's never any reason to be kind to someone who's bullying you. Be, like, amicable and not extremely disturbingly mad, but don't be nice to them. Because if you're too mad at them, they'll keep bullying you. And if you're too nice to them, they'll also keep bullying you. But there's like a, somewhere in the middle where you can be like cold, but not really, really mad, that will like kind of turn them off from bullying you.
Thanks for sharing that. Is there anything else that you wish that more people knew about?
I wish more people knew about how much change one person can make. Because you can make a change in your school system. You can make a change in just your school. You can make a change by writing to a politician. Any one person can make a change. And I think that society has made it seem like that's not true.
And you are going to change that.
I am definitely going to change that.
I look forward to seeing a future where you do.
Me too. I look forward to that. And I also look forward to seeing you all next time.